This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. It appears GOP presidential hopefuls John Kasich and Ted Cruz are now working together and against Donald Trump. Joining me to sort through it all, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So first of all, why don't you explain what this deal is all about?
Well, what's going to happen, apparently, is that Kasich campaign is going to pretty much give up on Indiana and clear the path for Cruz, who could possibly win in Indiana, although he trails in the polls. And the Cruz campaign has agreed to get out of Kasich's way in New Mexico and Oregon, which are upcoming primaries. And all of it's designed at trying to stop Donald Trump from getting the 1,237 delegates that he needs for a first ballot win at the convention. In other words, they're trying to force multiple ballots because that's the only way either one of them can win. And they understand that. My only question about it is, I mean, why didn't they think of this sooner? I mean, you know, it's been very clear that Trump has been marching towards this nomination. He can be stopped, but it's very difficult. And this is sort of a last minute, stab at trying to do this.
Is this whole thing surprising in any way?
Well, it's only surprising to me in that it's coming so late in the game. I mean, I think, you know, Kasich was reluctant to do it. Cruz has always said that Kasich should get out and get out of his way entirely, just withdraw from the race, because Cruz has many more delegates than pledged to him than Kasich does. Kasich's way, way, way down the list. He's only won one of 41 states, and that's Ohio. And he's picked up other delegates here and there. So it's only surprising to me in that it comes so late in the game.
Now, do you anticipate that Cruz or Kasich have any chance of winning any of these upcoming primaries over Trump?
Yeah, it's possible. Cruz looks at Indiana and said, okay, I'm behind in the polls, but I was behind in the polls in Wisconsin, too. And when they held their primary, I won, and Donald Trump lost. And he thinks he can do that again if he has John Kasich out of the way, not campaigning, sort of giving up Indiana to him in exchange for the same thing in New Mexico and Oregon.
You think Kasich has any chance of winning New Mexico or Oregon?
Well, there are a little bit more states that are more conducive to the kind of candidate that Kasich is, a little bit more moderate, not, you know, quite so far to the right. He has a shot. But, you know, the fact is, if you look at all the polling in the upcoming states, Trump still has leads.
Do you think that the outcome of these primaries will have any effect or determine if Kasich stays in the race? Do you think he's in now through the convention?
Well, it seems clear to me now that, I mean, he's in this for good. Even if he doesn't have that many delegates when he gets to Cleveland, they plan on working and are working now on trying to change the minds of Trump delegates or uncommitted delegates to vote for him on a second or third ballot.
So with all of this taking place and maybe Cruz and Kasich getting more delegates than they have now and maybe closer to Trump, what does it all mean for the convention in Cleveland?
Well, it means it's going to be a great big fight if they succeed. I mean, you know, if Trump comes up short on the first ballot, then it's a wide open convention. Like I say, Cruz has an advantage in that he has a bigger base of delegates to work with.
Let's talk about the Democrats. Hillary Clinton is said to be looking at possible vice presidential candidates. One of the people apparently on her list is Ohio Senior Senator Sherrod Brown. Is
yes.
that realistic?
Well, it's been talked about a lot for some time now. And it's popped up in some of the national news media reports over the weekend. Sherrod Brown has said repeatedly that he is not interested in being vice president. He's up for re-election in 2018. He's raising money for his re-election campaign. I'll take him at his word. However, when a presidential candidate who has a good chance of winning comes to you and says, I want you to be my vice president, that's a hard offer to turn down. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's all theoretical at this point.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.